This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayodeji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Hotel says CSIS told him about active voter suppression by Beijing. Trial begins for gunman in massacre at U.S. Tree of Life Synagogue. Sudan mixed opinions in South Darfur over call to arm civilian. Now the news in details. Former Conservative leader Erin O'Toole says the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, found an active campaign to voter suppression by China against him and his party in the 2021 election. O'Toole made the comment Tuesday from the floor of the House of Commons, within which MPs are protected by parliamentary privilege from civil or criminal prosecution under freedom of speech provisions. His speech comes after a briefing with CSIS last week. I also believe my privileges as a member and officer of parliament were infringed by the government's unwillingness or inability to act on the intelligence related to foreign interference, O'Toole said. The briefing confirmed to me what I had long suspected, that my party, several of my caucus colleagues and myself were the target of sophisticated misinformation and voter suppression campaign orchestrated by the People's Republic of China before and during the 2021 general election. O'Toole led the Conservatives into the 2021 general election after winning the party leadership just a year before. Part of O'Toole's leadership pitch was to take a tough stance against Beijing, including recognizing the Chinese regime's persecution of the country's Uyghur minority as a genocide, repatriating and diversifying Canadian supply chains away from China, and cracking down on foreign interference. Those pledges came through in the Conservatives' 2021 election platform, which contained 31 interference to China and 10 references to Chinese. "We must stand up to the communist government of China," the platform read. "The communist leadership represents a clear and rising threat to Canadian interests and our values. They've adopted our citizens, targeted our economy, and intimidated members of the Chinese-Canadian community." After the party's disappointing performance in the 2021 election, O'Toole was attacked by the Chinese Canadian Conservative Association, CCCA, a group which purports to represent conservatives of Chinese descent, who called on him to resign as leader. A source close to O'Toole's 2021 campaign told Global News that it was an active discussion within the party about how strong a stand to take against Beijing. The O'Toole campaign knew that taking a tough line on China's communist government could cost them votes or make them a target of Beijing. Global News reported in December 2021 that the Conservatives had identified 13 ridings where they believed the party was targeted by foreign influence campaigns. A source told Global the party suspected mail-in ballot fraud, foreign funding of campaign workers, and illegal advertising, although the party had no evidence a foreign government was involved. Trial begins for gunmen in massacre at U.S. Tree of Life Synagogue. The man accused of murdering 11 Jewish worshippers at a synagogue in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh faces the possibility of the death penalty as a federal trial gets underway. The trial began on Tuesday in a court in downtown Pittsburgh with lawyers for the accused gunman. Robert Bowers acknowledging that he had planned the 2018 massacre that shook the country and became the deadliest act of anti-Semitic violence in U.S. history. In her open statement, defense lawyer Judy Clark said that Burroughs went to the Tree of Life synagogue and shot every person he saw in pursuit of what she said was an unthinkable, nonsensical, irrational thought that by killing Jews, he would attain his goal. Burroughs espoused anti-Semitic rhetoric and is said to have targeted the synagogue based on his belief that Jews were helping immigrants come to the United States. That belief echoes the white nationalist Great Replacement conspiracy theory that has become more widespread among sectors of the U.S. right and conservative media in recent years. The 50-year-old Burroughs faces 63 charges related to the massacre in which 11 people were killed and 7 were injured. The charges include 11 counts, each of obstruction of free exercise of religion resulting in death and 8 crimes resulting in death. Prosecutors began their case with recordings of 911 calls from the massacre in which a woman from the synagogue named Bernice Simmons says were being attacked. Her husband, Sylvan, was among those shot. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist today. I remain Ayodeji Funmilayo. Stay tuned for my exciting content on Dudu's Pre-FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is Dudu's Pre-FM, Pan-African radio.